This is a recording of Your Camden, April 2007. The recording is being made by the transcription service of the DRT from a document provided by Camden Council. This recording is divided into 9 sections or tracks. There are audible gaps between each track. This track, track 1, includes this introduction, the front cover, the contents page, and a care line advertisement. Front cover. Your Camden, April 2007. Your free monthly magazine from Camden Council. camden.gov.uk. Use your energy. Recycle your batteries. Finding independence at Cambria House Hostel. Inside. Your news from around the borough on page 4. Camden Consults, school survey results, page 11. Young Camden, Cantelow's Skate Park, page 15, Sport, Dolphin Swim Club, page 21, What's On, Win Billy Piper Tickets, page 22. Contents page, Your Camden, April 2007, issue 9. On track 2, Your News, Around the Borough. Track 3, on page 6, Recycling Pilot. Track 4, on page 8, Pathways Hostels, Supporting Independent Living. Track 5, page 11, Camden Consults, School Places Survey. Page 12, Camden Together, Shaping the Future of the Borough. Track 6, page 14, Fire Advice, Free Smoke Alarm Check. Page 15, Young Camden, Bike to School Week. And page 16, Battery Recycling, A First for Camden. Track 7. Page 18, Housing News, Living Independently. Page 19, Mayor's Newsletter, Councillor Jill Fraser looks back over her year. Track 8, Mental Capacity Act feature. Page 21, Sport Camden, Swimming Lessons. Track 9, page 22, What's On, Event Listings and Competition. Published by the Communications Team, London Borough of Camden. Write free of charge to Free Post RLXG-BLHZ-SARJ. Communications Team, Room 303, Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H 9JE. Telephone 020-7974-6021. Costs 18p per copy for design, print and distribution. Email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk, camden.gov.uk/yourcamden. Design, production and print, Limehouse. Cover, Slater King. Your Camden is free to all Camden residents and aims to provide you with information about your council services. If you're not receiving a copy through your door, email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. You can receive a copy of Your Camden in large print or on audio tape by phoning 020-7974-6021. Printed on paper manufactured from virgin pulp, produced from sustainable, managed forests. What can you get for 70p a day? Half a cup of coffee, or for even less, peace of mind for you and your friends and relatives with Careline. Careline is a 24-hour rapid response service which allows you to remain independent yet reassured that help is always at hand, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. If you're elderly, have a disability, or live alone and feel vulnerable, Careline will give you peace of mind at the touch of a button. To arrange a free demonstration, simply call 020-7974-1491 or 020-7974-1492. Text link 020-7974-6866. www.camden.gov.uk/careline. End of track 1. Track 2. Latest news, Your Camden. A vote for youth. Camden's young people have hit the campaign trail in the name of the National Youth Parliament. Just under 1,500 votes were cast in February's election, compared with 677 votes cast last year, a rise of 120%. Louise Swen from Camden School for Girls was elected as Camden's Member of Youth Parliament, MYP, while Alex Landon from William Ellis was chosen as her deputy, DMYP. Louise, 16, has a clear agenda: a curb on drug dealing, improving safety for young people, and cheaper access to leisure and sports activities are three of the key priorities I want to achieve as an MYP. Camden is a great place to grow up, but together we can make it even better, she said. Every part of the United Kingdom is represented in the Youth Parliament. Alex Landon, 16, explains why he thinks politics is important. Even if it's just the amount you pay for the tube, politics is all around us. Surely we should have a say, he said. Members of the Youth Parliament hold meetings with MPs and local councillors. Through these meetings and other events, campaigns and debates, they represent the views of all the young people in their constituency. To make sure they fairly represent the views of Camden's young people, Louise and Alex will also sit on the Camden Youth and Connections Youth Board and the newly established Youth Council Steering Committee. For further information, visit ukyouthparliament.org.uk or phone 020 7974 8051. Queen's Crescent Library. Reading, surfing the internet or borrowing a DVD is now even better than ever at Queen's Crescent Library after a £270,000 refurbishment. The library, which reopened at the end of March, has been transformed and includes a new entrance and better disabled access. For more information, visit camden.gov.uk/libraries or call 020 7974 6261. Thames Water. Thames Water has been fined almost £70,000 for poor standards of work and illegal road closures in Camden. We took the company to court because the quality of some work done in the last couple of years was substandard and caused serious disruption to residents. We try to use all the powers we can to coordinate the work that takes place on Camden's roads and pavements and monitor it to make sure that it's done as well as expected. You can look up details of what's happening on any road in the borough at camden.gov.uk/streetworks or phone 020 7974 6956. Fancy a rubbish trip? You've washed out your baked bean tins, squashed your plastic bottles and tried to put as little as possible in your dustbin. Ever wondered what happens next? Here's your chance to find out. Our free rubbish trips let you see where everything goes once the bin lorry has disappeared into the distance. Following the success of last year's visits to key waste and recycling sites, we've organised some more dates for May. We provide the transport, but spaces are limited, so register now to ensure you don't miss out. 8th of May, London Waste Eco Park, Edmonton. See composting on an industrial scale. Includes a free bag of compost to celebrate Composting Week, 6th to the 13th of May, and an energy-efficient light bulb. 9th of May, Greenwich Materials Recycling Facility. See your recycling being separated and processed. 10th of May, Springfield Landfill Site, Buckinghamshire. See where non-recyclable rubbish goes. You can find out more by calling 020 7974 6914. Emailing recycling@camden.gov.uk or going to camden.gov.uk/recycling. Page 5. Support for Somali youth. Youngsters at risk of committing crime in Camden are to be kept on the straight and narrow by a group of young Somali adults. The Somali Youth Development Project was launched alongside a celebration of the achievements of Somali school pupils at the Irish Centre in Camden. The new mentoring scheme will see a group of 18 to 25-year-olds who have been trained by our youth services team act as counsellors to young people at risk of offending. By using young Somalis as counsellors, it is hoped that trust can be built that might be difficult to achieve if they were speaking to an adult. Leaflets containing information on how a young person can be involved in the programme and advice for parents on how they could get help for their child are available. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk or by phoning 020 7424 1604. Spend a penny in Kentish Town. Shoppers in Kentish Town need no longer worry about being caught short, thanks to a new community toilet scheme. We have teamed up with local community groups and businesses to provide more clean, safe and publicly accessible toilets in the borough. Members of the public will be able to use the toilets at five selected shops, restaurants and cafes, plus Kentish Town Library free of charge. The pilot scheme will run for 12 months in Kentish Town. A further scheme could also be developed in future for Kilburn. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/toilets or by phoning 020 7974 1742. Sort your junk mail. Fed up of seeing a pile of flyers, leaflets and promotional mail arrive on your doormat every day? Follow these five top tips and you'll soon see a difference. 1. Put a stop to non-addressed mail. Royal Mail can do this for free if you send your name and address to Free Post RRBT-ZBXB-TTTS, Royal Mail Door-to-Door Opt-Outs, Kingsmead House, Oxpens Road, Oxford OX1 1RX, or email optout@royalmail.com. 2. Reduce unwanted personally addressed mail. The Mailing Preference Service can remove your details from up to 95% of marketing mailing lists for free. Call 08457 034 599 or register online at mpsonline.org.uk. 3. Remove your name from mailing lists you're on. Call the companies who won't stop badgering you and ask them to take your name off their mailing list. 4. Avoid joining mailing lists in the first place. Keep your eye out for those tiny little tick boxes on forms which allow you to opt out of further mailings or to have your information shared with other companies. 5. Cut back on flyers, leaflets and free newspaper. Request one of our free Say No to Junk Mail action packs, including a sticker for your letterbox, by calling 020 7974 6914. You can find out more on camden.gov.uk/junk mail. A to Z Essentials. Who do you contact if your street light is not working, or if you want to find out how to pay your council tax by direct debit? What about getting housing repairs, or if you want to find out about future street works? Here are some useful numbers you can phone about our services for you to cut out and keep. We will be publishing more numbers and websites in future issues of Your Camden. Cashiers. You can pay your council tax, rent, or for your parking permits by phoning 020 7974 6104. Or you can go to camden.gov.uk/pay to pay by direct debit. Housing repairs. If you are a council tenant, you can phone 020 7974 1212 or in an emergency out of hours on 020 7278 4444. You can also go to camden.gov.uk/housing repairs. Parking. If you have a parking query, you can phone 020 7974 4646 or you can go to camden.gov.uk/parking. Street lighting. If it's faulty, damaged or missing a bulb, you can phone 020 7974 5035. Rubbish collection. You can inquire about rubbish collections as well as collections of bulky waste, in brackets big items like sofas, and garden waste. You should phone 020 7974 6914 or go to camden.gov.uk/waste. Street works. You can find out more about roadworks and closures which may affect you by phoning 020 7974 2410 or you can view information on camden.gov.uk/streetworks. You can phone our main switchboard on 020 7278 4444. You can also call this number in an emergency after 5 p.m. or you can go to camden.gov.uk for information on all our services. Page 6. Community news, spring into action. Help the Aged are inviting everyone in Camden to take a big spring walk towards helping disadvantaged older people. Anyone can host their own walking event, whether it is a mile-long ramble in the countryside or a brisk walk into the city centre. You can do the walk with friends and family, neighbours or work colleagues. All money raised from the big spring walk goes towards Help the Aged services. They provide information and advice and undertake biomedical research so that older people can stay active and independent for longer. The event takes place on the weekend of the 28th and 29th of April. You can find out more by contacting the Big Spring Walk hotline on 0870 770 3288 or go to helptheaged.org.uk/walk. Half-term play centres. If you want to get your child into a Camden play centre for summer half-term, you need to book ahead. There are 5 centres running half-term play sessions from 29th of May to the 1st of June for children aged 4 to 12 years. Priority is given to children who attend the centres during term time. If this applies to you, priority booking sessions will start at your play centre on the 8th of May at 6:15 p.m. You will need a priority booking slip from your after-school club. If you don't use a centre during term time, there are booking sessions on the 15th of May at 6:15 p.m. Places are limited, so please check with your chosen play centre first. You can find out more by calling a centre. Camden Square Play Centre, NW1 020 7485 6827. Corams Fields Play Centre, WC1 020 7837 0255. Fairfield Play Centre, NW1 020 7387 3960. Fortune Green Play Centre, NW6 020 7435 0859. Weedington Road Play Centre, NW5 020 7485 7620. Or go to camden.gov.uk/play. Email us your community news at yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. End of track 2. Track 3. Recycle at the Double. Over 5,500 homes in the north of the borough will get 2 recycling collections a week from the 16th of April. The change means that homes on 72 roads in Hampstead Town, Belsize Park, Gospel Oak and Frognall and Fitzjohn's will get 2 recycling collections and 1 rubbish collection each week. Residents affected by the changes will be sent a letter. The pilot scheme will run for 6 months and is designed to increase recycling rates and reduce waste going for disposal to landfill or incineration. Once the trial is finished, we will look at the weight of recycling that has been collected to see how successful it has been. You can find out more by calling 020 7974 6914 or visit camden.gov.uk/waste. Improve your health. Mental health isn't just about illness. There are things we can all do to improve our mental well-being. We all know that we need to look after our bodies to stay healthy, but our minds need looking after too. Camden Primary Care Trust is running a mental health campaign from the 10th of April to the end of April to raise awareness of the ways in which we can improve our mental health. There are lots of self-help options for those with common mental health problems such as anxiety and depression. To promote the week, a leaflet with some of these tips will be available from pharmacies, GPs, libraries and local voluntary and community organisations. The Health Bus will also be out and about in Camden during the campaign, inviting members of the public to find out more about enhancing their mental well-being. You can find out more by contacting PCT Communications Team on 020 7530 3319 or emailing communications@camdenpct.nhs.uk. Page 7. These are advertisements which will be summarised. Business as usual for Bank Holiday Mondays for recycling and refuse collection. On both May Bank Holiday Mondays, the 7th of May and the 28th of May, doorstep recycling and refuse collections will continue as normal. For further information on your recycling and refuse collection, call 020 7974 6914, visit camden.gov.uk/recycling or email recycling@camden.gov.uk. Public notice. Notice of application for premises to be approved as a venue for civil marriage and civil partnership. Dirk Crockett, being the general manager of the premises below, apply to the London Borough of Camden for the Montague on the Gardens Hotel, 15 Montague Street, Bloomsbury, London WC1B 5BJ, to be relicensed under the Marriage Act as premises where civil marriages and civil partnerships can take place. Objections must be made in writing to the proper office for registration matters, Register Office, Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H 9JE, and must be received within 21 days of the date of this application. End of track 3. Track 4. This page 8, is a translation of the Pathways Hostels feature in Somali and Bengali. Page 9. Finding independence. One Camden Hostel is giving support to residents that need it most. Cambria House Hostel was rebuilt last year without a TV and games room. This is a deliberate design, not an oversight. Cambria House isn't a place to waste your life away watching telly, waiting for something to happen. Major Malcolm Walters, centre manager, is an articulate, compassionate man. I have a colleague who is fond of saying, give them a bed, then give them a reason to get out of it. Which is a little rough, but does sum up what we're trying to achieve, he said. Cambria House is set up like a series of mini flats. Each resident has his own room and bathroom and shares a kitchen with up to three other people. The hostel is run by the Salvation Army, using funding from our Supporting People programme, and is home to 37 men with capacity for another 11. It is the final stage in our Pathways model that covers hostels and supported housing schemes funded by Supporting People in Camden. George, 24, has lived here since last September. It is with relief that he describes life in Cambria House. It is good to have your own bathroom and not find the bath full of sick, like I have seen in other places. Some men aren't very good at keeping things clean, he said. Each resident signs a support plan when they first move in, saying how they will achieve the common goal of finding a place of their own. Robert, 46, knows he can't stay there forever. This place is a stepping stone. I'm now looking to get my own flat, he said. Residents can go to weekly workshops on a host of subjects. Robert is planning to take a workshop so he can brush up his CV and get advice on job hunting. Every stage of the Pathway model plays a role in getting residents towards independent living. Some offer help with drug or alcohol rehabilitation or anger management. Cambria is the final stage of this journey. The residents that live here are about to take their final steps towards their own homes. For now, both Robert and George are happy where they are, but both know they can't live there forever. They are ready to follow others before them and take the next challenge, finding their own place to live. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk or by phoning 020 7974 3461. Page 10. Camden is going smoke-free. What about you? From the 1st of July 2007, all workplaces, including pubs and clubs, will be smoke-free and you will have to go outside to smoke. For free advice and support to quit, or for businesses wanting to go smoke-free, contact Smoke-Free Camden. 0800 10 70 401 www.smokefreecamden.nhs.uk. We can help you buy a home in London. If you're a Londoner looking to buy your first home, you may be eligible to receive an equity loan of up to 25% of the cost of buying a home on the open market. It's free for 5 years, so you don't have to wait for the 2012 Olympics to put yourself in your first place. Open Market Home Buy. Know your housing options. www.housingoptions.co.uk or call 0845 230 8099. End of track 4. Track 5. Page 11. Your Camden. Camden Consults. Schools of the Future. When we invited parents to share their views on secondary school places in the borough, hundreds got involved. Parents in Camden have highlighted reputation, distance from home and exam results as the things that matter most in a secondary school. A large proportion of parents and carers chose one or all of these top three factors. They came above preferences regarding the type of school, such as faith, community or independent school, or mixed or single-sex school. A total of 619 responses were returned to our borough-wide school places questionnaire. A survey also showed that three-quarters of parents and carers want more school places. A common suggestion from respondents on how to address this was to build a new secondary school. The survey will form part of our plans to transform learning through Camden's £200 million of Building Schools for the Future programme. The plans include an extra 1,200 school places in a new secondary school and two extra classes a year in an existing school by 2011. Camden's secondary schools are very popular. Few places remained once all of the places were allocated at the start of the school year. Just under 90% of Camden residents who applied for a place were offered one of their preferences this year. Those residents currently without a place will now be the first priority for placement. Plans are in place to ensure all Camden residents who need a place have one by the start of the summer term. Of the 149 children who were unplaced at the same time last year, all but five were placed by the start of the summer term. The survey was distributed in the November issue of Your Camden through schools and put on camden.gov.uk. Carried out between November 2006 and January 2007, it got responses from all 18 wards in the borough. You can get a copy of the report, Secondary School Places Questionnaire, Analysis and Responses at camden.gov.uk/democracy. For further information, contact admissions on 020 7974 1625 or see camden.gov.uk/admissions. Page 12. Camden Together Supplement. Camden Together in 2012. In 5 years' time, large areas of the capital will be transformed by the Olympics. But what will Camden be like? Over the last 6 months, Camden's local strategic partnership, in brackets, which is made up of the council and local organisations like the police, health services, business and voluntary and community groups, has been asking residents and local organisations how they would like to see Camden in 2012. We're calling this vision Camden Together because it will meet the big challenges and opportunities that the borough faces, like protecting the environment while keeping up with a growing population. It aims to make Camden a borough of opportunity and set key goals in things like reducing waste, increasing business and educational opportunities, and tackling antisocial behaviour. It will also show how you can play a role in making the borough a better place. More than 1,200 people contributed their views to Camden Together, setting out a vision for the borough with four main parts, which are set out below. A sustainable Camden that adapts to a growing population. We face a major challenge in balancing the needs of a growing population while protecting our local environment. You have said you are concerned about climate change and want us to work together to help tackle that. We have made a commitment to do things like reduce carbon emissions and waste and make it easier for you to do your bit. We also need to work together on providing the right mix of good quality housing, shopping, leisure and business in the borough. You can play a big role here too, through simple things like shopping locally, using the car less, reducing waste, and considering moving to smaller accommodation if your family circumstances have changed. Sandra, who took part in the consultation, said, "If people want to live in an attractive area and be proud of where they live, it's no good sitting on the sidelines simply complaining about things. We all need to do our bit. We all have to recycle, clean up after ourselves, and protect our environment." A strong Camden economy that includes everyone. We need to support local business to provide jobs and opportunities for everyone in the borough. You have told us you value your local shops, and businesses have told us that things like a complex planning system and crime can deter them from moving to Camden. People have also said there needs to be a focus on providing basic skills and helping parents return to work by providing affordable childcare. Camden Together sets commitments to make Camden a better place for businesses by reducing red tape and helping new businesses to get going. It also sets out commitments to help local people to get jobs through better education and training opportunities, such as improving secondary education and English language tuition, and helping older people, carers and parents return to work. Page 13. A connected Camden community where people lead active, healthy lives. We all want to live in a place where we feel at home and where we can live healthy and active lives. It's also important that people feel they can take part in their local community and their views and contribution to local life are valued. To help strengthen the sense of community in Camden over the next 5 years, we will introduce things like area forums where local people can influence decisions. We will encourage people to volunteer more and help new arrivals to the borough integrate better. We are committed to raising volunteering above the national average. To help improve residents' health, we need to promote healthy behaviour, such as quitting smoking, eating well, and giving people chances to take part in sport or other activities. Another resident who took part in the consultation, Malik, said, "I would really like to see more integration between communities in Camden. it's important that everyone is involved when decisions are made. There are lots of different ways to bring people together. One of my favourite pastimes is to go to different coffee shops in London, and I think it would be a good idea if there was a community coffee shop for people from different groups to meet together. A safe Camden that is a vibrant part of our world city. Like many central London boroughs, Camden has relatively high levels of crime and antisocial behaviour. It also has some of the capital's best-loved attractions, from the British Museum to Camden Lock Market. To make Camden a safer place, we will tackle the causes of antisocial behaviour, make it easier for residents to report antisocial behaviour, and support people to deal with bullying, harassment, racism or crime. We also want to help people make the most of the cultural and leisure activities in the borough, including the London Olympic Games in 2012. Kirin, who also took part in the consultation, said, "As a disabled person, I know how important it is that we get the support to get out and about. We can be at greater risk of isolation and be a target for crime and bullying. Residents will take part and report crime, but only if they think something is going to happen." More information. Read the strategy in full at camdentogether.org.uk, or by picking up a copy in libraries and council buildings, or by calling 020 7974 3257. End of track 5. Track 6, page 14. A rewarding career. The London Fire Brigade is actively encouraging more women to think about firefighting as a career. Kentish Town firefighter Antoinette Buckley joined the brigade in October 2003 after an administrative career in financial services. Antoinette said that it was a big decision to leave a successful job in the city, but she wanted to do something more rewarding. It was hard work getting through the course and the physical training was very demanding, but that effort made it all the more worthwhile. The number of women firefighters has risen dramatically since 2002, from 75 then to 190 now. 14 other women are also waiting in the wings to start, bringing the total to over 200. People are often surprised to see a woman firefighter turn up at fires or at local community events, Antoinette added. Women make great firefighters, so whether you're just starting out or looking for a new direction, I would encourage any woman to seriously think about firefighting. Joining the London Fire Brigade was one of the best decisions I ever made. You can find out more about recruitment open days, email Dawn Stevenson at dawn.stevenson@london-fire.gov.uk, and that's Dawn spelt D-A-W-N-E. Safe and sound. Put a spark in your spring cleaning this year. Make sure your home has a working smoke alarm and that it's tested regularly. Though domestic fires across London are decreasing, there were still over 250 accidental fires in Camden homes last year, and over 6,000 across London as a whole. Many of these fires could have been avoided. London Fire Brigade is offering Camden residents a free home fire safety check. Local firefighters will visit your home, talk about fire risks, and fit free smoke alarms if you need them. Station manager Jim Veers from the brigade's community safety team in Camden said, "Getting a smoke alarm, regularly testing and maintaining it, as well as planning your escape route in the event of a fire, can dramatically decrease the risk of death or serious injury. When a fire starts, you only have a few minutes to escape, and a working smoke alarm can buy you valuable time to get out. Smoke alarms cost little more than £5 from your local supermarket or hardware shop, so buy one or call us to arrange a home fire safety check. You can call free on 08000 28 44 28 to arrange a home fire safety check. You can also find out more information about fire safety at london-fire.gov.uk. Young Camden, have something to say? Tell us what you want to read about. Email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk or Your Camden Free Post RLXG-BLHZ-SARJ Communications Team Room 303 Town Hall Judd Street London WC1H 9JE. Heaven is a half pipe. Whether you're a half pipe pro or struggling to keep upright, grab your skateboard and get down to Cantelow's Gardens on Camden Road. Skaters in Camden can show their skills at a brand new skate park. developed with the Cantilocals Skate Group, the park is a safe and fun place to develop new skills. It is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. The facilities include a massive concrete bowl, ramps, skid rails, practice pavements and a performance platform. The surfaces are concrete, the surface of choice for skaters. The site is even illuminated by custom-made lighting columns, allowing skating to continue until 9 p.m. Matt Elms, Cantilocals member, said, "We've had a massive say into the council's design and planning of the skate park. We'll continue to have an important role in looking after and developing activities in the park, like skateboarding jams, competitions and training for beginners to experts. The skate park is part of our £1.5 million redevelopment of Cantilo's Gardens, which also includes a brand new all-weather sports pitch, pavilion, children's playgrounds and dog walking space." For more information about the park and or other facilities at Cantilo's, visit camden.gov.uk/parks or call 020-7974-1693. To find out more about the Cantilocals, visit cantilosskatepark.co.uk. Get on your bike. Cycling is a brilliant way to get around, keep fit and even look after the environment. Now you can get some handy tips on cycling safely with the Camden launch of Bikeability on the 20th of April at Primrose Hill School. Bikeability is the National Cycling Award for young people who learn and achieve the National Cycle Training Standards. This new award scheme will have thousands of 10 to 12 year olds on their bikes learning how to cycle safely on the road. It is designed to give young people the skills and confidence to cycle safely in and around Camden's fast-moving modern roads and environment. Malachi, aged 9, said, "I love riding on my bike with my friends because it's fun, exciting and keeps me fit, and I'm really looking forward to doing my Bikeability." You can contact the Public Safety Team at Camden on 020 7974 5071 or visit bikeability.org.uk. Page 16. Recycle your batteries. A new scheme is helping to save the planet, one used battery at a time. How many times have you wondered what to do with the old battery from a remote control, camera or radio? If your household has a typical selection of battery-operated gadgets, you could be throwing away around 20 batteries each year. Although the UK recycles a respectable 90% of the batteries used in its cars and trucks, just 4% of the 600 million household batteries sold each year are recycled. The rest of them are likely to end up in landfill sites. It's a raw deal for the environment because the toxic stuff inside the batteries can escape into the soil or water table once the outside casing eventually rusts away. But there's no need to feel guilty because you now have a choice. During April, an on-street battery recycling scheme arrives in Camden. Bright pink containers will be installed at 46 existing mini recycling centres by the end of the month. You can find a battery recycling point in or near your neighbourhood by referring to the list opposite. Most household battery types can be deposited in the new containers. They accept AA, AAA, C, D, 9-volt and button sizes, both regular and rechargeable types. We are the first local authority in the UK to offer an on-street battery recycling to residents. Although we can't accept car batteries at the site or batteries in your doorstep box or bag, we will continue to recycle batteries of all shapes, sizes and types at the Regis Road Recycling Centre in Kentish Town. We are offering battery recycling in partnership with the national recycling body Waste Resources Action Programme. Tailors, bin manufacturers and our waste contractor Veolia Environmental Services. During this 12-month pilot scheme, we'll be looking to see how enthusiastic you are about the new service. If it's a hit in Camden, it could be rolled out in other councils around the country. For more information, call 020 7974 6914 or visit camden.gov.uk/recycling. End of track 6. Track 7. Housing News and the Mayor's Newsletter. Page 18. Housing News. Give me shelter. Could you benefit from sheltered housing? Many others have. Everyone values their independence, and sheltered housing can be an ideal way for older, vulnerable, or disabled people to keep it. Sheltered housing provides a high standard of accommodation and a supportive environment. It allows people who need extra support to maximise their independence. Sheltered housing tenant Hazel Reed said, "Since moving into sheltered housing, I'm not on my own so much. There is a sense of security, and if I'm feeling unwell, I know the scheme manager would be the first to help." Sheltered housing means residents can keep living independently in their own homes, but with the reassurance that there is always a member of staff on site. So should you need assistance, advice, or just support, help is not far away. All our sheltered housing schemes are linked to the CareLine Community Alarm Service, which provides support 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. Hazel continued, "The scheme facilities are easy to use and my flat is ideal. Throughout the years, as my needs have changed, the service has responded and this takes away some of the loneliness. There are a range of sheltered housing schemes available to rent in the borough, provided directly by us or housing associations. The schemes are made up of a group of self-contained flats specially built or adapted for older, disabled and vulnerable people, or anyone who needs support in maintaining their independence. Sheltered housing is also available to people who are eligible to join the housing register, have a housing need, have care and support needs that cannot be met in their current home, are aged 55 or over. Many of the schemes have guest rooms or flats which are open to families for use when they visit, unless they prefer to stay at their relative's flat. The schemes also aim to meet residents' different cultural and language needs." Nduka Agada, Sheltered Services Manager, said, "We enable people to live independently by identifying individual tenant support needs. Sheltered housing managers are all equipped to provide excellent services. The service has recently been awarded a charter mark, which is an independent judgment that we are constantly improving. You can contact the Sheltered Housing team on 020 7974 5808 or visit camden.gov.uk/housing. If you'd like a brochure with more information on sheltered housing, then call the above number for your copy. Page 19. Mayor's Newsletter. Councillor Jill Fraser looks back over her year as Mayor of Camden. Memories from the Mayor. How can you sum up in a couple of hundred words what has happened to me over the course of my mayoral year? In short, you can't. The job is 7 days a week, 52 weeks of the year. Every day is different from the last. I can have my hands full of burrowing worms in the morning and be shaking hands with the Queen in the afternoon, but don't let her know that. I've really enjoyed helping the people of Camden celebrate their special occasions and achievements. It has been an honour to meet so many wonderful people, especially the vast numbers of volunteers whose efforts make Camden such a wonderful place to live. I'm often asked what was the most memorable event. In truth, I don't know. There have been so many. The terrible sadness of commemorating in Russell Square the first anniversary of the 2005 London bombings. I switched on lots of Christmas lights, chaired school debates, visited elderly people's homes and day centres. The joys of entertaining in my lovely parlour and presenting awards to people of all ages. I abseiled off the town hall for charity and was hoisted above the new town hall to put up homes for visiting swallows. I danced with our street warden Clifford as he sang to me when he was on the X Factor. I shall be very sad to stop. Being your mayor has been a tremendous honour and a most wonderful year for me. Thank you all very much. I have so much enjoyed being first citizen of the London Borough of Camden." Councillor Jill Fraser. Throughout the year, I have been raising money for my chosen charities, the NSPCC and London Sports Aid. At the time of going to print, the total stands at £23,160, and I want to thank all the people who helped me, and all of you that gave me money, which will all go to projects within Camden. You can find out more by visiting the Mayor's website, camden.gov.uk/mayor. End of track 7. Track 8. Feature. Decide for yourself. Ever wondered what would happen if you weren't able to make decisions about your own life? What if a relative or friend couldn't make decisions about theirs? You may have been in such a situation already, or know someone who has. Many medical conditions or disabilities can stop people having the, in quotes, mental capacity to take decisions. Dementia or brain injury after an accident are two examples of conditions that can affect someone's ability to make decisions, and so doctors, social care staff, relatives and friends can find themselves having to act on someone's behalf. A new law, the Mental Capacity Act, has just begun to come into force. It will help protect people who can't decide for themselves and give some legal protection to those who take decisions on their behalf. The Act says that everyone has a right to take their own decisions, even if these seem unwise to other people. We all deserve any decisions made on our behalf to reflect what we would want for ourselves and what is best for us. For this reason, the Act gives some rules to people who have to make decisions for others. In some cases, an independent person may be appointed to represent a person's interests. The Act introduces two new criminal offences of, in quotes, ill-treatment and, in quotes, willful neglect of a person without capacity. It also deals with our right to give someone else lasting power of attorney, the power to decide and act for us in the future if we lose our mental capacity. It gives legal status to, in quotes, advanced decisions about medical treatment, sometimes known as living wills. Laurie Chesham, who manages one of our social care teams, said, "The Act will protect people who cannot easily make their own decision. It will give them greater choice and support to ensure that the right decisions are made. We can work with clients and their families to help them have a greater power over the big decisions in their lives, like where they live or how their money is managed." You can find out more at the Department for Constitutional Affairs website, dca.gov.uk/legal-policy/mental-capacity/, or telephone 023 808 78038 to get leaflets about the Act. Page 21. Sport Camden. Flipper and Friends. Residents have been learning to swim with dolphins for over 30 years. These dolphins walk the earth on two legs like the rest of us. They are volunteers for the Dolphin Swimming Club, based at the University of London's pool on Mallet Street. Peter Cooper has been involved in running the club since it started in 1977 and has no doubts of the benefits of swimming. "I think learning to swim is a really important skill in life. It's fun and it's a great way of keeping fit too," he said. The club meets on Saturdays and Sundays to teach children of all ages to swim. Training is offered in small groups or individually, with teachers in the water helping the children. Daniel, 10, said, "I didn't really like the water before I joined the Dolphins, but now I can swim 8 lengths without stopping and do all the strokes." Children are taken from the non-swimmer stage up to the Amateur Swimming Association ASA Gold Challenge Award. Emphasis is placed on teaching good technique, and the children are given practical demonstrations by the teachers on front crawl, breaststroke, back crawl and butterfly. Once the basics have been mastered, the teaching moves on to personal survival, life-saving, water skills and even diving. All children are tested once a term for distances up to 200 metres. Parents are welcome to watch their children while they swim, and any aquaphobic adults can get tuition as part of separate classes offered to over 18s. Whether you are uncomfortable in deeper water or just want to improve your technique, anyone can learn to swim as well as Flipper with the help of the dolphins. You can find out more about learning to swim on 020 8349 1844 or by email swimminglessons@talktalk.net. For more information on learning to swim in Camden, go to camden.gov.uk/sport. End of track 8. Track 9, page 22, What's On? Exhibitions. British Library dates, the Coleridge Archive displays significant documents from one of England's great romantic poets until the 27th of April. The Bedford Hours, its owners and illuminators. A chance to see one of the greatest treasures of 15th century France until the 2nd of July. Sacred. Discover some of the world's most important and beautiful religious texts from the 27th of April. British Library, 96 Euston Road, NW1, 7412 7332. From Courage to Freedom, three leading artists from West Africa create works to mark the bicentenary of the UK's parliamentary abolition of the transatlantic slave trade until the 28th of April. October Gallery, 24 Old Gloucester Street, WC1. Nigel Sutton, a retrospective celebrating 40 years of work for the Hammond High and the National Press. Borough House, New End Square, Hampstead, NW3. Soane and Turner, Illuminating a Friendship, dramatic and enticing show on the theme of the relationship between John Soane and JMW Turner, until the 5th of May. Sir John Soane's Museum, 13 Lincoln's Inn Fields, WC2. A New World, England's First View of America. John White's watercolours, which gave the Elizabethan world its first glimpse of America, are displayed alongside other maritime and scientific instruments from the late 16th century. British Museum, Great Russell Street, WC2. La Bouche du Roi, an exhibition comprising over 300 masks made from petrol cans and other objects looking at the Atlantic slave trade. Until the 13th of May, British Museum, Great Russell Street, WC2. Music. Jazz Cafe, 5 Parkway, Camden. First class jazz and a great atmosphere. 7916 6060. APR, Horace Andy, Thursday the 19th. James Taylor Quartet, Friday the 20th to Saturday the 21st. Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm, Sunday the 22nd to Monday the 23rd. The Scatterlights, Tuesday the 24th to Wednesday the 25th. Dwayley, Thursday the 26th to Saturday the 28th. Us Three DJ Set, Saturday the 28th. Stanley Clark, Sunday the 29th to Tuesday the 1st of May. The Camden Crawl, 40 up and coming bands appear at 15 venues around Camden Town, 19th to the 20th of April. TheCamdenCrawl.com, 0871 2200260. Monday nights at The Flask, kick back and relax to soothing jazz tunes. The Flask, 77 Highgate, West Hill, N6. 8348 7346. Theatre. A fine balance. The stories of four people during India's 1975 state of emergency, based on the Booker shortlisted novel by Rohinton Mistry. Until the 21st of April, Hampstead Theatre, Eaton Avenue, NW3, 7722 9301. Ladies of Letters, The Alter Egos. Lou Wakefield and Carol Heyman read from the original scripts of Radio 4's popular series, Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th of April. Starving Artists present Take Me With You, a powerful new play set in California where hopes of a bright future are unravelling. Wednesday the 18th to the 21st of April, 25th to the 27th of April, 2nd to the 4th of May. Joey Hatley in Endangered Species, a celebration of searching, being lost, found, and everything in between. Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th of April. Drill Hall, 16 Cheney Street, WC1, 7307 5060. Menopause the Musical. Written and produced by Jeannie Linders, the show is a hilarious and touching tribute to the rite of passage, which is the change of life. Until August, Shaw Theatre, 100 to 110 Euston Road, NW1. 0870-033-2600. Dance. Ballet. Saturday classes, Swiss Cottage Dance School, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, 19 Winchester Road, NW3, 7237-3574. Belly dancing, Egyptian style. Mondays, 7 to 8:30 p.m. The Recreation Club, Fleet Road, NW3. Call Hazel on 07930-969-305. Biodanza, beginners, Wednesday 7:30 to 9 p.m, £8. The Octagon, St Saviour's Church, Eaton Road, Chalk Farm, NW3, 7794 9175. Contemporary African dance classes. Thursdays at Central School of Ballet, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m, £7. Sundays at Islington Arts Factory. Beginners, 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Intermediate stroke advanced, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. £6.50. 07944 815 654. Expressions for adults and children. Ballet, ballroom, belly dance, Latin, jazz, street or tap. Expressions Studios, Linton House, 39-51 Highgate Road, NW5, 7813 1580. Iberian Folk Dancers, Swiss Cottage Community Centre on Saturday 1-3pm, 8769 3619. Odyssey, Indian Classical Dance, Saturdays 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Expressions Studios, 8965 7277. Tango Federico, Friday 7:30 to 9 p.m. Lesson 9 to 10 p.m. Milonga, £7. Erdang Academy, 20-22 Shelton Street, Covent Garden WC2, 8291 4977. Tea Dances, Old Time Music, Thursday 1 to 4 p.m. Camden Centre, Bidborough Street, WC1, 7974-5633. Arts and Crafts. Affordable adult art classes. Basket Weaving, Kingsgate Community Centre. Contact Lara on 7328 9480. Art in the Park. Watercolour and Oil Painting, Life Drawing and Landscape Courses. Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6. 8348 8716. Pottery Studio, Create Your Own Designs, Unit 65, The Catacombs, Stables Market, Camden Town, 7424 8938 or 07971 590240. Children. Art on Canvas, Art Classes, International Gallery of Children's Art, O2 Centre, 255 Finchley Road, NW3. 7435 0903. Art classes for 5 to 11 year olds at Kingsgate Community Centre. Booking required. 107 Kingsgate Road, NW6, 7916 9176. Ballet. Saturdays, Swiss Cottage Dance School, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, 19 Winchester Road, NW3, 7237 3574. Busy Kids Art Classes and Workshops, Saturday Morning Shows, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6, 8348 8716. Drill Hall Dancers, Babies Play, Dance and Music. Drill Hall, 16 Cheney Street, WC1, 7307 5063. Helen O'Grady Drama Academy, After School Dance Lessons. Our Lady Help of Christians Church, Lady Margaret Road, NW5, 8886 5244. Kids Crafts, Tuesday 4 to 5:30 p.m. and Creative Clay, Friday 4 to 5:45 p.m. Kingsgate Community Centre, NW6, 7328 9480. Perry School of Dance, Dance Classes for 4 plus, Saturdays, 07866 246 859. Playgroup, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Highgate Newtown Family Centre, 25 Bertram Street. Admission charge. Wheelchair access. Rhyme Time, Term Time Introduction to Books and Fun for Families. Belsize Library, 7974 6518. Camden Town Library, 7974 1563. Chalk Farm Library, 7974 6526. Heath Library, 7974 6520. Highgate Library, 7974 5752. Holborn Library, 7974 6345 or 6. Kentish Town Library, 7974 6523. Queen's Crescent Library, 7974 6243. Kilburn Library, 7974 1965. Regent's Park Library, 7974 1530. St Pancras Library, 7974 5833. Swiss Cottage Central Library, 7974 6522. West Hampstead Library, 7974 6610. Rhyme Time with Dad, Fathers and Children, 0-4s, Rhymes, Songs and Storytelling. Swiss Cottage Central Library, 7974 6522. West Hampstead Library, Dennington Park Road, NW6. Check dates on 7974 6610. Swimming lessons, run by Swiss Cottage Swimming Club. Sessions at Mallinson Sports Centre, Highgate. For details, telephone 7482 2834. Walks and Talks, Active Health Team Walks, Hampstead Heath, Regent's Park. For details, telephone Camden Active Health Team on 7974 1542. Calmer, Easier, Happier Parenting, exploring strategies for helping your child improve skills and achieve their potential. The New Learning Centre, 211 Sumatra Road, NW6, 7794 0321. Page 23. City Highlights, Various Walks and Talks, Museum of London, London Wall EC2, 0870 444 3850. Inner Space, Meditation, Positive Thinking and Stress Management, 36 Shorts Gardens, Covent Garden WC2, 7836 6688. Marylebone Birdwatching Society, Hampstead Heath Walks, 2-hour stroll every Tuesday, meet 10 a.m. at Parliament Hill Cafe, 8340 4184. Healthy Walks Free, weekly guided walks, one for men and one for women, aimed at encouraging people who feel more comfortable exercising in single-sex groups to take part and experience the benefits of regular walking. Women, Mondays 10:30 to 11:30, meet at the Zad Cafe, 168 Evershult Street, NW1. Men, Thursdays 10:30 to 11:30 a.m, meet at the H-Pod, Cumberland Market, NW1. Call the Active Health Team on 020-7974-1542. Environment. Nature Conservation. Adelaide Nature Reserve. Free events. Railside Wildlife Introduction. Nature Day, Birds, Flowers and Insects. Belsize Wood Nature Reserve. Walk in the Woods. Jenny Wood Nature. Woodland Adventures. Waterlow Park. For full details at all nature reserves, go to camden.gov.uk/wildlife or telephone 7974 8818. Community. Bridge, Wednesdays 1 p.m. £1.50. Scrabble, Thursdays 2 p.m. £1.50. Friends. Borough House, New End Square, NW3, 7431 0144. Camden Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Forum meets monthly to discuss issues affecting LGBT people who work, live or socialise in Camden. CamdenNLGBTForum.org.uk. Camden Victim Support Evening Surgeries by appointment on the first and third Wednesday of the month. 52 Hampstead Road, NW1, 7388 9550. Children's Information Service, CIS, provides information on childcare options, training, employment and education provision in the borough for 0 to 14s, 7974 1679. Christians Together in Camden. Prayer groups, Bible study, lifelines, summer lectures, worship, recitals, city neighbours, com/groups/CTIC/CITC news.php3. Coaching skills for busy parents, not just managing family life, living and enjoying it. 8438 0438 for details. Free computer courses for those on benefits and pensions. Training link, 54-56 Phoenix Road, NW1. Free IT learning opportunities. Facilities and courses for all, including video editing and digital photography. South Camden City Learning Centre, Charrington Street, NW1, 7387 5198. Gay Older Men's Group, organised by Age Concern Camden. Last Tuesday of the month, 6 p.m. Henderson Court Resource Centre, 102 Fitzjohn's Avenue, entrance on Prince Arthur Road, NW3. Fraser Connell on 7794 7076 or email f.connell@ageconcerncamden.org.uk. Organic market stall including fair trade produce. Calthorpe Project Community Garden, 258 274 Gray's Inn Road, WC1. Marchmont Centre activities. Bridge, Mondays 1:30. Drama, Tuesday 10 a.m. Tai Chi, Tuesday 2 p.m. Hoi, Wednesday 10:15 a.m. Qigong, Wednesday 2 p.m. Swimming, Thursday 9:45 a.m. Silver Threads Bingo, Thursday 1:30 p.m. Bingo, Friday 1:30 p.m. Luncheon Club, Monday to Friday 12 p.m. King's Cross Neighbourhood Association, Marchmont Street, WC1, 7278 5635. Milman Street Centre for over 60s. Computer classes, bowling, dance, drama, yoga and photography. 7405 2493. The 9th Hampstead and Highgate Festival, May the 9th. A grand celebration of all that's best in the arts in Camden. Various venues. Ring for a free guide on 7431 2615. Regent's Park Tenants Association. Pool, Mondays. Ladies' Darts, Tuesdays. Over 60s Ladies' Club, Tuesdays 2 to 4 p.m. Men's Afternoon Club, Wednesdays. Bingo, Thursday. Social Club. Regent's Park Tenants Association. Dick Collins Hall, Redhill Street, NW1. For opening times, ring 7387 5987. Post-Adoption Centre Advice, Support and Information. Advice line 020 7284 0555. Runs 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday and 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Thursdays. The Post-Adoption Centre, 5 Torriano Avenue, NW5. Advice at postadoptioncentre.org.uk. St James House Workshops and Projects. Community Views, 15 to 20 Bruges Place, Baines Street, NW1, 7428 5999. Third Age Project, for older people, offering classes in pottery, Bengali music, keep fit, bingo and English country dancing. Crypt Centre, Munster Square, NW1, 7383 4922. Under 25's Advice Centre service, for 16s to 25s, Crandale Centre, 218 Evershalt Street, NW1, 7974 4595. West Hampstead Women's Centre, Drop-In Crisis and Advocacy, Rape Survivors Support Group, Irish Women's Personal Development Group, Creative Writing Class, Counselling, SOLA, Survivors of Lesbian Partnership Abuse, Nurses Surgery, Asian Women's Project, Somali Women's Project, Massage. West Hampstead Women's Centre, 55 Hemstall Road, NW6. For details, 7328 7389. Health and Fitness. Active Meditation. Primrose Hill Community Association, 29 Hopkinson's Place, off Fitzroy Road, NW1. 7449 2129. Drill Hall Yoga. Dynamic Yoga Practice. 0775 119 1555. Classical Yoga. Drill Hall, 16 Cheney Street, WC1. Free fitness classes for women, including under-fives creche, Wednesdays 10 a.m, 172B, Weedington Road, NW5, 07944 833 243. Hatha Yoga, Tuesdays 7 to 8 p.m, Maiden Lane Community Centre, NW1, 7267 3230. Beginners stroke gentle Hatha Yoga. Women and Health, 4 Carroll Street, NW1, 7267 3230 or 7482 2786. Gentle Hatha Yoga, Torriano Infant School, Torriano Avenue, NW5, 7267 3230. Jiu-Jitsu for Adults. Our Ladies Hall, 4 Falkland Road, NW5, Peter at nkjjk.co.uk, 7218 9176. Kateda Self-Defence. West Hampstead Community Centre, Broomsley Road, off Mill Road, West Hampstead. 07939 094 011 or 01908 83325. Pilates Classes. Women and Health, 4 Carroll Street, NW1. 7482 2786 or 07832 242 049. Taekwondo Tuition for Adults and Juniors. Queen's Crescent Community Centre, 45 Ashdown Crescent, Kentish Town. Wheelchair Access. 07971 920 033. Yoga. Tone, Stretch and Relax. Free class with free creche for under fives. Queen's Crescent Community Centre, Ashdown Crescent, NW5, 07971 920 033. Entries for the May issue of Your Camden should be received by Friday the 20th of April. Competition. Win a pair of tickets to see Treats. See Billy Piper's West End debut at the Garrick Theatre in Christopher Hampton's sharply observed, darkly funny drama. Billy, much loved for her role as Rose Tyler in Doctor Who, stars alongside the TV favourites Chris Marshall and Lawrence Fox. We have two pairs of top-price tickets, worth £90 per pair, to be won. All you need to do is answer this question. In which TV show did Billy Piper play the character Rose Tyler? A. The Flying Doctors, B. Doctor Who, C. House Doctor. If you're not a lucky winner, there are still some seats left for selected shows. Call the Garrick Theatre box office now on 0870 040 0083. Tickets are valid for Monday to Thursday performances until the 17th of May 2007. Offer is subject to availability and cannot be used in conjunction with any other offer or retrospectively. Send your answer along with your name, address and telephone number to Treats Competition, Your Camden, Free Post RLXG-BLHZ-SARJ, Communications Team, Room 303, Town Hall, Judd Street, London, WC1H9JE, by Friday the 4th of May. That is the end of the What's On section. Make life easier. Pay your council tax by direct debit. With direct debit payments, you can choose a convenient date, 7th, 15th, 21st, or last day of the month, with the added option of paying over 12 months instead of the usual 10. Telephone 020 7974 6470. Never miss a payment. Sign up for direct debit payments. One phone call is all it takes to set up. It's that easy. camden.gov.uk. That is the end of the magazine and the end of track 9.